Hello everybody, I hope you all keep well wherever you are, and that since this recording is done on the 2nd of January 2013, I wish you all a very happy new year. And with me today, as always, I have Lauren. Hi there, Lauren.
Hi.
And today, we are going to do a walkthrough of the game called Tactical Battle Made
Celebrating our 1 year thing of making walkthroughs, actually.
Oh, yeah, that's actually a year ago. Up to this minute, actually, the Perilous Arts, but it's always interesting to think that I've been looking for a year. But Tactical Battle is a game made by Ian Reed, and you can find it at www.blindaudiogames.com. Or if I made a mistake with that now, you can go to forum.audiogames.net, go into there's certain rooms there for each and every place of topics. In the new releases room, as it's called, you find a topic somewhere there called Tactical Battle, and all the details are on the first post. Okay, so Tactical Battle, Lauren, can you describe for us quickly what is Tactical Battle?
Tactical Battle is it reminds me of chess in the way that you move like around the board. Now many of you will probably be thinking, no, chess. But no, it's not. The gameplay itself isn't really like chess. The gameplay is turn-based, so that means that you have a turn, then your enemy has a turn, and so on and so forth. And your enemy and you, basically, in this game, you have to fight it out with your enemy. And for example, in your turn, you can move your units, you can attack with your units, you can make them stand in a defensive position.
Make them do special effects.
A square, for example, spikes and stuff. And you can
other units, like you can stun a unit, or you can, you know, anything. But I'd like to add here that Tactical Battle is one of the most customizable games you'll ever find. And I'll demonstrate this in great detail. You're going to see everything today. You're going to see, I'm not going to tell you yet, but it's so customizable that every unit anybody wants to create can do anything you want it to do. So that's why that makes it such a replayable game as well. You know, you can play in so many different scenarios. We are just going to demonstrate you one basic set of maps with basic units and what they can do.
There are such things as hills and rivers, so you can only attack to one space, I think it is.
Yeah, oh yeah, so that's also very important. Some units can attack one space, some units can attack two spaces, three spaces, four spaces, five spaces, depending.
Many can attack like one or two, but it's the archers that can attack more. But when you start on a hill or something, you can attack further.
Terrain is very important. You can get rivers, which basically block your units or other units from crossing, except if you have bridges or forts in between. Or you have hills that gives them a bit of advantage. You've got boulders, which are supposed to be obstacle squares, like A3 is like a boulder, or something like that. So that's basically the obstacles, and much will determine how you can attack, but we'll demonstrate this in full as well.
I think a few of them, I think it's usually 8x8 maps.
Not always. The basic ones we are going to be doing.
The basic ones, I mean, yeah.
There are 100x100 maps too. That's part of the customization of this game. You can do whatever you want when you want to create the map, as long as it's turn-based. Of them, as I say, this will all be demonstrated to you. Okay, so let's get started by launching this game. I'm going to launch the executable. Oh, yeah, how this works. You will be downloading a zip file with all the information. You just extract this folder and you will find the executable. You open it.
The interesting thing about the executable is that you have to
You have to put with your email address, yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know why that is, but yeah.
I think he wants to keep a record, but you can even do that from within the website. All you have to do is type your email address, you send you confirmation, you just click a little link, and it's confirmed. Then inside the unlock thing, you just enter your email address, and there you go. That's really all. You're not paying a cent for this game, in case you wondered.
No, I don't.
Okay, so that's the one thing. Okay, so let's launch it.
Main menu. Play Getting Started Maps by Ian Reed.
And Sappy is your screen reader for this game.
Unfortunate, but yeah, it's doable.
If you're lucky enough to have Microsoft Anna.
Unlike me, where I have Anna right now.
That can be fixed, I'm sure, if you look somewhere. Okay, so we are in the...
The music for this main menu is very good as well.
It is. I'll tell you where the music is from in a minute. Actually, the credits will, but we'll quickly go through the main menu. Now, if you go... The first thing you heard there was play...
Play Getting Started Maps by Ian Reed.
This is what we'll do in a minute, and now we
That's
go down.
That's an interesting thing. When the menu wraps, it makes a sound.
Yeah.
Play Conquering Redwall Abbey by Key Wasfall.
And this is other maps which was made and included into the game, because they are like us custom maps. This one, Key is Full, made. And if you ever listen to this, Key is Full, well done. I haven't beaten that map yet. And it's a bit more complex.
I haven't even tried it, I didn't dare.
You might want to do that when you kind of think you know what you're doing.
Play the Kingdom at War, map series by Austin Perry.
And this is another series of maps, which all
which I beat for some obscure reason. I don't even know why I beat one of them, but yeah. I wasn't even doing anything, but yeah.
Anyway, so they follow basically a storyline.
Play my test maps.
And these are custom maps. There's my test maps is stuff a friend of Zach made. And he actually got me into this game, which I actually discovered in late December. I know it was released last year, February, but me being me, I only got it in December. Don't know why, Swamp's to blame.
And me even longer.
Anyway.
Play One Shot Wonders by Alan Thompson.
And this is the ultimate map. I'll show you this in the end to completely demonstrate how customizable this game is. And you'll probably love this game after that particular demonstration.
Change audio settings.
Change audio settings. Let's quickly go in here.
Audio settings menu. Music volume slider 40.
Now this is your music volume. You might 30, want to use 40. Your left and right arrow keys if you want to change that.
Sound volume slider 70.
And the same applies for sound volume. These are the default settings.
Speech volume slider 100.
And it works along the same lines.
Speech rate slider 3.
And here you can change your speech rate when you go down with your...
Voice slider scansoft Daniel underscore full underscore 22KHZ.
And here you can even change the...
Save changes.
And save changes.
Music volume slider 40. Save change.
Do because I haven't really done anything here.
Changes saved. Main menu. Read user guide.
And...
Credits.
We
change your...
Quickly see the user read guide will basically just explain how the game works if you want to make maps. And Lauren, it also gives shortcuts, so if you can tell us a few of them. Well, I'm just going to show you guys how this opens. It's just going to open in your browser.
Launching the user guide.
Mozilla Firefox.
And it's open.
Heading level 1 user guide.
Okay, so the keystrokes. Those are basic shortcut keystrokes and which you're pretty much going to use in the game.
Well, basically, the keystrokes, there are a lot of them, but I'm going to go through the ones most commonly used.
And
H!
Before we carry on, I'm sorry, we will cover more as we go actually into the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
H launches the user guide in your web browser, for example, Mozilla Firefox, Google Chrome, whatever, all of us.
I think F1 can do that too.
Control L.
I think F1 would also do that.
Yes, it will.
Fine.
Control L launches the last, I think it's 20 or 50.
Yeah, 20 messages of your game in Notepad, just in case you missed something and you quickly want to just go back on it.
F12, that's a good one. If you want to leave it in the main menu or somewhere, when you want to do something else
and you want to get rid of the music
and music keeps playing and you're getting sick of it, you can mute it by pressing F12. Let me see. Slash equals, I think that's speak next line. Slash
will give you the next of your units,
yeah,
where they are.
Up and down and right and left move.
Yeah, up, down, yeah. Right, and left will move you between your tiles, like 1, 1, 1, 2. And it will tell you
and
what's going on.
And it tells you everything that's on that square. Yeah. For example, if you have a friendly unit on there, it'll say whatever the unit is. If it'll say enemy unit, it'll say, like, dark archer or enemy archer or whatever.
Sometimes
they have sounds. F.
Shift F.
F. Shift F.
It'll
sorry.
Just give you a list of all the friendly units.
Yeah. Shift E lists the enemy units. F2. Now, what does F2 do again?
Yeah, it gives time description. We'll demonstrate this all to you as we play.
Yeah.
I think those are mainly the stuff we're going to demonstrate as we play.
Yeah. Enter gets you into a menu, like where you can end.
Or makes you select whatever you want to do. We'll show you that too.
It gives you options such as end turn or whatever, and then you press escape to get rid of that.
Although if you want to do it very quickly, just press Control E to end your turn. I'll show you how that works in a minute too.
Home end page up and down, move you to the corners of maps.
Yeah, I'm not really gonna use that too much.
No, but if you wanted to get somewhere quickly, you could.
Yeah. I'm just going to quickly close this, by the way.
Yeah.
That little user guide I opened will also explain all these keystrokes to you. It's very easy. Just press H to hear keys, and you'll just do that. A few other things, if I recall. F4 will give you the unit information of a unit. For instance, it will tell you how much health it got. If it's a magical unit, it will tell you how much mana it's got. Now, here's the thing you need to understand. Health can get restored by healer, and action points, which you have a limited amount for in a turn per unit, gets used every time a unit performs an action. That can be restored via every turn, but mana can't, usually. I guess you can make a map where mana is restorable, but normally it does not restore. That'd be like me and discover that with a shock when you want to throw a fireball and realize that you can't anymore because you're out of mana and your mage is basically useless. So, yeah, that's basically mana is your magic points, like in most games where you can perform magic. That you use along with the action points to perform magic. Only the fire mage, the witch and healer who does all these magical things use mana.
A few others. If you're on a unit, it can show you where it attacks. It goes into the attack bit, and then you can move with up, down, left, or right to go and attack.
This particular keystroke is just relevant on this map. It seems. I haven't seen that it worked for any of the others, but on these we are going to play a... But if you're not sure of these shortcuts, just press enter on your unit. I'll show you the unit menu. But yeah, A is for attack, D is for defending, and so forth. And yeah, as I said, F4 will give you all the unit information when you explore, and it will tell you the health, the mana, the action points remaining in that turn. So always look for that, because you don't want to get into a situation where you forgot to take on a unit with only 4 health and you didn't let your healer get at him, and suddenly you lose that unit just because you didn't look at him. Or your enemy units, you need to know who's, you know, really in trouble, so you can strike quickly and kill it. Okay, so let's launch it.
Change audio. Read user guide. Credits.
Oh, the credits. I want to show you where this music comes from.
Again by Ian Reed. Special thanks to all the map creators who work hard to provide new content for the game. Music from Okramix. See the music folder for the complete list of Okramix music.
I guess you can Google that if you want more. So that's pretty much where the music comes from.
Exit game version.
And your version, if you enter on
this is Tactical Battle version 1.10.
And it's 1.10, if in case, just, you know, to keep records. Okay, so let's launch.
Play Getting Started Maps by Ian Reed.
Getting Started Maps by Ian Reed. This is the way we could introduce you to this game. So we enter on
Getting Started Maps by Ian Reed. Read the Map Pack User Guide.
And the Map Pack User Guide will basically tell you about every unit you're
going to use. Yeah, each map has their user guide.
Yeah, each map should normally have a user guide to tell you what the units
start. Unless it's simple enough not to have one, but I doubt it.
Or some people might just not include it. But no, it's just, I guess it's good etiquette to, you know, just show your player what your unit can do before. Because that's the key to success, if you know what your units can do. And that will basically just tell you what their strengths are. We are going to demonstrate this. So you can go through this once you actually have the game and have some fun looking in there.
Play Simple Fight.
And we go down this menu, Play Simple Fight. This is what we go demonstrate to you.
Play Ambushed.
This is a bit harder.
Play Defending the River.
This is a lot harder. I can't beat this.
Play Escorting the Princess.
This could be tough.
Play Defeating Your Dark Side.
And this could be very interesting because, yeah, you can discover these for yourself.
Read the map pack, user guide. Play
and
Simple Fight.
Read back. Okay, so Play Simple Fight. Let's launch this game.
This is a simple map with a couple hills and boulders which gives you one of each type of unit, so you can get used to gamma play and test out all the abilities. Battle map. It is now your turn. Ian the Good Archer 1-1.
And as you can hear, there's good description of every friendly unit. Now, the shortcut key we are going to use to quickly see what's friendly and what's not, I'm going to use the slash key.
The Evil Wild Boar 8-1.
I think I made a mistake earlier. Did I say
yeah.
Slash will actually give you the evil enemy forces. I'm
yes,
sorry about that.
It will,
period.
And dot, I think.
Period will give you yours. Sorry about that. Yeah.
The evil Grey Wolf 8, 2. It's like the evil Goblin Archer 8, 3.
And an archer can always shoot from, like, 3 spaces, so he's probably our most dangerous enemy right now. The other two, the boar and the wolf, can only attack from range 1 square. Okay, let's see what I've got.
Ian the Good Archer 1,
with
1.
The period key.
Michelle the Good Warrior 1, 2.
An archer, now the archer can shoot 3 tiles away, as I mentioned. The warrior is your fighting unit that can basically attack one tile to either side.
Lucy the Good Fire Mage 1, 3.
The Fire Mage is a pretty deadly person, so don't let him or her die. Oh yeah, you can also rename these if you don't like their names.
Type in the new name for this character and press enter.
Shift R will take care of
cancelled.
But
battle map.
Just gonna
Lucy the Good Fire.
I guess that's okay. Now your Fire Mage, I'll demonstrate everything that can do.
Anna the Good Healer 1, 4.
The healer you really want to protect and keep within a 3 tile radius of your other units, because that's what's going to save your life. Protect it, don't let it be attacked. If your healer is gone, you're in some serious trouble. It will heal you.
Ursula the Good Witch 1,
a
5.
Witch and some special abilities of her own.
Ian the Good Archer 1.
That's pretty much
1.
What we have, and they're like in a little row, but that's not really what I want to do. So, since this is my turn, and I don't want to jump into trying to attack them yet, I'm more like let them come to me and let them die on my ground. So, I'm going to move them out a little bit to strategize my position. I want my archer in a good place to really cause havoc, so I'm going to find a heal quickly by using my right arrow key.
2-1. Hill 2.
2-2. So the archer will move to that hill. So
2. Ian the Good Archer 1.
Shift right arrow.
Move to 2-1. Move to 2.
And then shift
2.
Down arrow key. So Ian the Good Archer is at 2-2 right now.
Michelle the Good Warrior 1-2.
And here's Michelle the Good Warrior. You practically don't want your warrior in a position where it can't fight.
No.
So let's
move
her up.
1-1. Michelle
would shift up.
Move to 1-1.
And we're going to move her a bit to the right as well.
Move to 2. Move to 3. 1.
Yeah,
there
that's
we go.
4. Michelle the Good 2. 1. 1.
I don't want her too far from my healer, but I'm
1. Lucy the Good Fire Mage 1. 3.
The
2.
Fire
3.
Mage
3.
Might want to be really out.
Boulder
there.
3. 2.
Yeah, she does.
3. 3.
Because it's also going to. Its damage, its special abilities is a range of 3 tiles. It attacks 1 tile away. But the special abilities, which I will demonstrate to you, can all be performed within a 3 tile radius as well.
Lucy the Good Fire Mage 1, 3.
So I'll move it.
Move to 2, 3.
I think this one.
1. Anna the Good Healer 1, 4.
And Anna the Good
move
Healer.
To 1, move to 1. Two.
Here in the protective position.
1, 2, 1.
I think I'll move it.
Michelle the Good 2, 1. Anna the Good Healer 1, 2. Move
here.
To 1, 1. Two. Michelle the Good, Anna the 1, 3. Lucy, 2. Lucy,
no.
Ian, 2, 1, Anna the Good Healer, 1, Lucy the Good Fire Mage,
yeah,
Ian the Good Archer, Lucy the, one,
now,
that,
the only thing we need to move now is the Witch,
1, Ursula the Good, 2,
I
fire, 2, Ian
the
Good,
fire
Lucy the
well.
Good Fire Mage, 2, 3,
so
2, 2, Ursula the,
I'll move it to the right,
move to 2, 5, 2, Ursula the,
and
move to 2,
move
Lucy the Good Fire, Ursula the Good Witch, 2, 4,
I hope she doesn't get hit because she's a bit far away from my healer.
1, 1, 1, Anna the Good Healer, 1, 2, 1, Anna the Good Healer, 1, Ian the Good Archer, Hill, 1, Anna the Good Healer, 1, 2, 1, Anna the Good, You don't have enough actions to perform move. It takes...
Yeah, that's where it comes in. Action points. I think it costs like 2 action points out of 6. Because every unit on this particular map starts with 6, so I can't move in this turn. I'll do it next turn. Okay, so let's see if I can... How many of them I can put in defense. Defense, Lauren... What does that mean?
It means that they basically put themselves into like a defensive stance, a defensive like position, so that when your enemy's units are in,
they get one less hit point.
They get one, yeah.
Okay, so let's see if I have enough.
That is the edge of one, and a good healer one. Anna the Good Healer has 20 of 20 health and 20 of 20 mana and 0 of 6 actions, and has the following skills. Healing Touch, Distant Heal, Move, Attack, Defend.
So Healing Touch is basically if the person is right next to you, you want to heal, you press T, select them, and press Enter, and it will heal with 12. Distant Heal can happen in a radius of 3 tiles, that's why I want my units as close to that healer as possible, so that it will give them 9 HP. For every heal she gives. Okay, so she can go into defense. So
1. He and the good archer heal 2. He and the good archer uses defense.
I just press D then quick to see if that worked, and he's going to use defense. Mm-hmm. So use
2. 1. Lucy the good fire mage uses defend. Ursula the good witch 2. 4. Ursula the good witch uses defend. 2. 1. 1. 1. 1. At that 2. 1. Ursula 2. Ursula. He and the good boulder 3. 3. 3. Michelle the good warrior 3. 1. You don't have enough actions to perform defense.
Oh, well, that's okay. Now, I think we've done everything we could for this
turn. End our turn.
So let's see the enemy's reply. Control E. Right.
Mm-hmm. Ending turn. It is now the enemy's turn. The evil wild boar moves from 8, 1 to 5, 1. The evil ray wolf moves from 8, 2 to 6, 3. Zug the evil goblin archer moves from 8, 3 to 6, 4. Defend fizzles from Ian the good archer. Defend fizzles from Lucy the good fire mage. Defend fizzles from Ursula the good witch. It is now your turn. Michelle the good warrior 3, 1.
Coming in very soon. Okay, so let's see how far these enemies are away from us. I'm just going to use the arrow keys because we have to be very careful with this archer. He's my threat at the moment. I want to get rid of that archer as soon as possible.
Boulder 3, Michelle the good... the evil wild boar 5, 1.
Okay, so the evil wild boar is very close. It will attack, but it will only have to move... 1 square, so I can only do 1 attack, so it won't hurt her much to lose 2 HP.
Michelle,
that's putting her in defense.
Michelle, the good warrior, uses defense.
Plus, the warrior's got some armor. Warriors are that type of units. They have armor that reduces their HP, their hit points they get.
That is the edge. Boulder 3, 2, 3, 3.
So we
Lucy, the good fire mage, 2, 3, 4. 5, 3, 4, 4.
Close enough to
that is the edge of the map.
Just press slap.
The evil wild boar 5, 1. Michelle, okay, the evil wild, the evil grey wolf 6, 3.
He's very far away from
the evil grey. Lucy the good fire mage 2, 3. The evil grey wolf, Zug the evil goblin archer 6, 4. 4, 3. Ursula the good witch 2. Zug the evil goblin archer 6, 4.
In an attack on my units now, which is okay if they lose a few hit points. That's why I'm going to put them on defensive, so my replies can hit them hard.
Ursula the good witch uses defend. Lucy the good fire mage uses defend. Ian the good archer. Ian the good archer uses defend. 2. 1. Ian. Bold. 4. 5. 2. 5. 3. The evil wild boar 5.
Oh,
1.
Yes. The evil wild boar is here for attack. We can attack it and kill it. Uh-huh. Because the... You have to be very careful in how you count. 4 squares either way. It can go, go diagonally. Or anywhere you pretty much want. And because the archer is on a hill, it gets one extra tile of attack. So, let's hurt this boar.
4, Michelle, 2, 1. Ian the good archer, hill 2, 2.
And now I want to show you something else quick.
1, 2.
Where's that witch?
1, 1, 1, 2, 5. Lucy the Ian the good archer.
Oh yes, she's here. I'm just gonna use one of her abilities quickly on the archer. Because I'm not sure of the shortcut, I'm going to make it a bit easy for a lazy person and press Enter.
Unit menu. Speed.
Speed.
Slow.
Slow.
Stun.
Slow. Basically, if you do that, the unit that you aim it at will be a bit slower in terms of the action points will be a little less. You preferably want to do that on an enemy unit.
Stun.
Stun will pretty much put them out for that turn. They can't attack you.
Move.
Move.
Attack.
Attack or just attack.
Defend.
Defend. them in the defensive position.
Speed unit information.
It's what we want to perform on the archer. It will give him a few more action points.
Who will you use speed on? Lucy the good fire mage 2, so 3. Ian the good archer hill 2, 2.
And we press enter.
Ursula the good witch uses speed on Ian the good archer. So battle map. Ian the good archer hill 2, 2. Lucy the good fire mage 2, 3.
I'm a good fire mage as well, so I'm sure.
Yeah, you can try that on a few different things to see what skills they have.
Yeah. And just let's use the fire mage. Those are your units with special abilities. The rest can just attack and defend and move.
Unit menu. Blaze.
Flaming weapon, blaze. If you put blaze on a square, it will remain there for I think 10 turns, which includes yours and your enemy's turns, and it will take away 4 HP from anything that stands there, or 5. 4 if they're in defensive mode.
It depends.
Yeah. So you preferably don't want to stand in the blaze.
Fireball.
It's a pretty deadly weapon. Think of Entombed. When those wizard thingies throw fireballs or lightning or something, it hits your enemy, it causes a lot of damage, and it ricochets. Like, it kind of may have like a splash effect. So let's say I want to hit a fireball somewhere at a square. That's, by the way, actions that can take 3 tiles to perform.
Yeah.
You might want to do that fireball as far away from your fire mage as you can, because the splash effect will go to all the adjacent squares to where you attack, throw the fireball. So basically, the victim or the target of your fireball will lose 7 health, and anybody in nearing distance will lose 5 health, as you know, the splash effect will tell. So do that where you see all your enemies are crowded up together. That's like the perfect spot for a fireball.
Yeah.
Move. Attack. Defense. Unit information.
It's pretty obvious.
Flaming weapon.
Flaming weapon is what we want to use on the archer. Why? Because the flaming weapon, if given, will, you know, give the enemy 1 more damage. It's a bit more powerful, and this is mighty useful.
Who will you use? Ian the good archer, he'll two.
And he's close enough. You can also do that from a 3 tile distance. We're not going to do it on the warrior yet. The warrior, because it lasts like 3 turns. 6 turns. 3 of your turns. 6
turns.
So you don't want to waste it.
Luke, Ian the good archer, he'll two. Lucy the good fire mage uses flaming weapon on Ian the good archer. Battle map. Ian the good archer, he'll two.
We'll launch an attack soon, so we want to miss. Sorry?
I think that's it for our turn, I think.
No,
Lucy the good fire mage uses defense. Ian 2, 1. Ian the good 1, 1, 1. Us 3, 4. Us 2, 5. Us 4, 4. That is Michelle the good warrior 3. Michelle the good.
She won't want to use defense. She's going to get attacked soon.
2. Anna the good healer 1, 1.
The good healer doesn't have anything to do, so let's end this turn and let the enemy come.
Ending turn. It is now the enemy's turn.
No, wait.
The evil wild boar moves from 5, 1 to 4, 1. The evil wild boar uses attack on Michelle the good warrior. Michelle the good warrior loses to health. The evil wild boar uses defend. The evil grey wolf moves from 6, 3 to 3, 3. Zug the evil goblin archer moves from 6, 4 to 5, 4. Zug the evil goblin archer uses attack on Ursula the good witch. Ursula the good witch loses 3 health. Zug the evil goblin archer uses defend. Defend fizzles from Ian the good archer. Defend fizzles from Michelle the good warrior. Defend fizzles from Lucy the good fire mage. Defend fizzles from Ursula the good witch. It is now your turn. Anna the good healer 1, 1.
All the things explained, I forgot to launch my little attack from the archer on the boar.
Oh,
but
well,
we can still do it, and we can kill it now because it moved to the warrior too. So I'll show you how we're gonna attack this thing. And I think now,
the evil wild boar, Michelle Boulder, the evil Lucy the good fire mage 2, 3, Ursula the good witch,
okay,
Lucy
we can't
the good.
Give her speed, but we can give her a flaming weapon, and that might work with the
unit menu blaze.
You can press F. Sure.
Battle map. Lucy the good. Where will you use fireball?
I know. Wait.
Battle map.
No, you can't.
You want to press W for flaming weapon.
Who will you use flaming weapon on?
Fireball.
Ian 2, 1. Michelle the good warrior 3, 1.
Okay, so Michelle the good warrior.
Lucy the good fire mage uses flaming weapon on Michelle the good. The evil wild boar 4, 1.
This evil wild boar won't know what's hit it.
Michelle
actually wasted some turns there, but don't worry.
Boulder 3. The evil.
Most of that now.
Lucy the good fire. The 4, 5. The Lucy 1, 3. That is Lucy the good fire mage 2, 3.
Okay, this wolf might hurt.
The 4. The evil.
Okay, you have a price to pay, wolf. let's show you how a blaze works.
Where will you use blaze? The evil grey wolf 3-3. Lucy the good fire mage uses blaze at 3-3. The evil grey wolf loses 4 health. Battle map. The evil grey wolf 3-3. The tile has the following effects. Blaze with 10 turns remaining.
So every time this wolf keeps standing on that tile, it's going to get hurt.
4-4. Zug the evil goblin up. Ursula the good witch 2-4.
The witch is going to take care of this dangerous archer like this.
Unit menu. Slow. Stun.
You can stun it, so basically that's going to knock him out for that turn.
Who will you use? 3-4. Zug the evil goblin. Ursula the good witch uses stun on Zug the evil goblin archer. Battle map. Zug the evil goblin archer 5-4.
He's stunned. He can't do it. And now we can put the archer and the warrior into attack mode. And oh yeah, before we do that,
Ursula the Lucy the good fire mage 2-3. You don't have enough action.
Oh dear, you might be in some trouble. Well, let me just
Lucy the good fire mage has 20 of 20 health and 16 of 20 mana and 0 of 6 actions.
Oh dear.
Well, it will lose some health here, but that's where I'll show you the healer.
The evil grey bald Michelle the good warrior 3. The evil wild boar 4. Michelle the good warrior
Let's
3.
Press A to attack.
Who will you use attack on? The evil wild boar 4. 1.
Enter.
Michelle the good warrior uses attack on the evil wild boar. The evil wild boar loses 4 health. Michelle the good warrior. Who will you use attack on? The evil wild. Michelle the good warrior uses attack on the evil wild boar. The evil wild boar loses 4 health. Battle map.
And
Michelle,
that's
you don't.
Can do because attack takes 3 action points and we can't even defend. Yeah. Well, that's okay. For now, let's kill this boar with the archer. I think the boar, let me just press F4 on it.
The evil wild boar has 12 of 20 health and 0 of 6.
And because
maybe you should kill.
And because the archer is speed, it can launch 3 attacks.
4-4-3. The evil grey wolf 3. Wait, 3 the Lucy the good fire mage 2-3. Ian the good archer hill 2-2.
It's on 2-2.
Bolt 4-5-5-1. The evil wild boar 4.
It can attack from
Mish 2. Ian the good archer hill.
It's not.
Who will you use it? Bolt 4. The evil wild boar 4. Ian the good archer uses attack on the evil wild boar. The evil wild boar loses 4 health. Battle map. 2. Ian the good archer. Who will you use attack? 2. Michelle. The evil wild boar 4. 1. Ian the good archer uses attack on the evil wild boar. The evil wild boar loses 4 health. Battle map. Michelle. 2. Ian.
We need to kill it.
Who will you use?
And it's dead.
2. That is the Michelle. The evil wild. Ian the good archer uses attack on the evil wild boar. The evil wild boar loses 4 health. The evil wild boar has been defeated. Battle map. 4. 1.
I always hated boars as enemies. Thanks to Q9 and Perilous Hearts. I always hated them. More than any.
Oh,
any,
I find
anything,
it amusing.
Even a zombie. I don't know. Anyway, let's. Okay, so the one's stunned, the one is around on a blaze, and the other one is dead.
4. Boulder 3.
Let's
2.
See what else is
Michelle the good one. The evil grey wolf 3. Lucy the good fire. The evil. 4.
I might want
four,
to
four. Michelle the. 4. Michelle the good warrior 3.
Moving the warrior, but
you don't
can't.
Have.
At this point, I want to kind of surround the wolf and kill it. The archer will stun until I feel like not stunning it anymore. When it's dead, preferably. Okay, let's end my turn.
Ending turn. Defense fizzles from Zug the evil goblin archer. It is now the enemy's turn. The evil grey wolf uses attack on Lucy the good fire mage.
Sacrifices.
Lucy the good fire mage loses 4 health. The evil grey wolf uses attack on Lucy the good fire mage. Lucy the good fire mage loses 4 health. The evil grey wolf loses 4 health. Stun fizzles from Zug the evil goblin archer. It is now your turn.
Okay,
Michelle
so
the good warrior 3-1.
Obviously
I
works
think you
only
just
for
use the
one.
Healer.
Yeah, we'll use the healer now. Stun obviously only works for one turn, unfortunately. But we can always re-stun him. So okay, healer.
2. Anna the that is the edge of the 2. Michelle Boulder 3-4. Ian the 1-2. Anna the good 1-3. Lucy the good fireman.
Yeah, here she is. 3 tiles away. In any direction, anywhere. Up, down, left, right, whatever. Okay, so we're gonna use Distant Heal and undo everything that Grey Wolf did to.
1-1. Anna the Good. Who will you use Distant Heal on? 1-1. Lucy the Good Fire. Anna the Good Healer uses Distant Heal on Lucy the Good Fire Mage. Lucy the Good Fire Mage regains 8 health. Battle map. Lucy the Good Fire Mage
and
2.
Sure
Lucy the Good Fire Mage has 20 of 20 health and.
Yeah, it's all good.
The Evil Grey Wolf 3. 3 the tile has the following effect.
Okay, so.
Boulder. Michelle the Good Warrior 3. 1.
Kill that thing.
2-1. Ian the good archer hill 2. Boulder 3. The evil grey wolf 3. 3 the tile has
the flaming weapon can cause immense lot of damage here.
Lucy the Ian the good archer hill 2.
And then they'll only have the arch.
Who will you use? Lucy the evil grey wolf. Ian the good archer uses attack on the evil grey wolf. The evil grey wolf loses 5 health. Battle map. Lucy Ian the good. Who will you use? Lucy the good. The evil grey wolf. The evil grey wolf has 7 of 20 health.
Yeah, Yeah, this will kill him.
Ian the Good Archer uses attack on the evil Grey Wolf. The evil Grey Wolf loses 5 health. Battle map.
Shame.
The evil Lucy the Ian the
Fit, sorry for him. He killed him.
Oh, it's just the way it howls.
Lucy, the evil Grey Wolf 3. Ian the Good Archer uses attack on the evil Grey Wolf. The evil Grey Wolf loses 5 health. The evil Grey Wolf has been defeated. Battle map. Three, the tile has the
And we only have a stunned archer, which is going to be stunned right now. Just going to make their turn pretty useless.
Yeah.
Three, okay. Three.
I think I'm
going to
close in on
four, four, four. Three. Lucy the Good Fire Mage. Ursula the Good Witch. Zug the Evil. Ursula the Good Unit Mech. Slow.
I'm too lazy to go look for this short. I think S is...
Battle map. Sure. Battle menu. Battle map.
No, it's not. I'm too lazy to configure that. Sure, that'll help you, but oh well.
Unit menu. Slow. Stun.
Stun.
Who will you use? 3, 4. Zug the evil goblin. Ursula the Good Witch uses stun on Zug the evil goblin archer. Battle map.
Okay, so he's stunned. He's the only person left. And
5, 5, 5, 1. So 4. Michelle. 2, 1. Michelle. 4, 5, 5, 5, 3.
So
Zug the evil goblin. 5, 5, 1. 4. Michelle the Good. 4, 1. Michelle the Good. Move to 5, 1. Move. You don't
what?
Have enough.
What's Zug the evil goblin. Michelle.
For that particular turn, he's stunned. He can't do anything. And we can stun
no,
him
again. No, nothing's gonna happen.
Nothing
is going to happen
it's
in that
turn. It's
just
gonna be their turn where they do nothing. This is actually a pretty unique situation. I'm in.
It's like the evil Ursula the Good Witch 2. 4. Lucy Ian the Good Archer Hill. Lucy the Good 3. 3 the tile has the
Oh dear, you can't really move him.
Lucy the Ian the Good Archer. Boulder 3. 2.
Okay.
Ian the 2. 3. 1. 4. 4. 4. 4. Zugly. 5. Zugly.
Yes.
5. Michelle.
We will take care of him eventually. And we'll kill him off like that. I think.
Yeah.
Because at the moment, the tile is blazed, so you know.
Boulder. Ian the Good Archer. You don't have a.
I'll move the archer in at one point, but we're pretty much done now.
Ending turn. It is now the enemy's turn. Flaming weapon fizzles from Ian the Good Archer. Speed fizzles from Ian the Good Archer. Stun fizzles from Zug the Evil Goblin Archer. It is now your turn. Ian the
so
Good Archer Hill 2.
Weapon. I can always give it back. It will obviously cost mana. But.
Boulder 3, 2. Ian the Good Archer.
Let's move him into that
2.
Archer.
Ian the Good. Move to 2. 1. Move to 4. 1. 5. Michelle. 5. Zug the Evil Goblin Archer. 5. Michelle. 5. 1. Ian the Good Archer. You don't have enough action. 4. 2. Michelle the Good. Zug the evil. Fuck Michelle the good warrior.
Okay,
move to 5.
Him. Now Michelle the good warrior moved and she's gonna launch one little attack.
Who will you use? Zug the evil goblin. Michelle the good warrior uses attack on Zug the evil goblin archer. Zug the evil goblin archer loses 5 health. Battle map. Michelle,
health?
You don't have.
How many health?
Michelle the good warrior uses defend. Zug the evil goblin archer has 15 of 20 health and 6.
Still got some fighting left, but
four,
we will.
Ursula the good.
Just check her mana.
Ursula the good witch has 17 of 20 health and 11 of 20 mana and 6
oh,
of 6.
Yeah, she's got enough mana to stun him again. We can basically just close in and kill him. It's pretty easy.
Unit menu.
Yeah.
Slow. Stun. Who will you? 3. Zug the evil goblin archer. Ursula the good witch uses stun on.
It's pretty much out of order. And the
Ursula the. Lucy. Hill 2. Lucy the good fire mage 2. 3.
I guess I can move him in as well.
Didn't you already stun that archer before?
Yeah, but stun only works for one turn.
Hang on, did they have their turn?
Yeah, the turn was over, where they basically
oh,
didn't
gosh.
Do anything, yeah.
Ursula.
Remember, we have a stunned archer.
Hill 2, Lucy the good fire.
Useless.
Move to 2, 2. Boulder 3, Lucy the 2, 1.
So I want
Lucy
to...
2, 3, 3, 3 the top.
Don't want
two.
To move
Lucy
place,
the good fire.
So
move to, move to 3. Ian the good archer 4, 1. Boulder 3, 2. Lucy the good Ian the good archer.
Ian the good archer will have to move elsewhere soon. Okay, end the turn.
Ending turn. It is now the enemy's turn. Defend fizzles from Michelle the good warrior. Flaming weapon fizzles from Michelle the good warrior. Stun fizzles from Zug the evil goblin archer.
Okay,
it is now your turn. Ian the good archer 4. 1. 4. 4. 4. 5. 4. 4. Ian the good archer 4. 5. Michelle the good warrior. Zug the evil.
Okay, so
Ian the good. Move to 5. Zug the evil.
Yes, so we can launch.
Ian the good archer 5. 1.
Actually, come
6. Boulder 6. 2. 6. 1. Bolt 6. Michelle the Good Warrior 5. Zug the Evil Goblin Archer 5. 4. Ian the Good Archer 5. 1.
Move him here.
Move to 5.
So we can do this.
5. 4. Lucy the Good 5. Move to 5. 1.
Now everybody's closed in on this poor bloke.
That is the edge of the map. Ian the Lucy the Good Fire.
See
unit menu.
Still do a
blaze.
Blaze.
You don't have enough actions to perform blaze. It takes 3 actions.
Oh well.
I guess I'll pretty much kill him now.
Fireball. Battle map.
Okay,
Lucy.
Escape, just get
battle.
That.
That is the edge of Ian the Good Archer 5. 2. You don't have enough actions. Michelle the... Who will you use? Zug the evil... Michelle the good warrior uses attack on Zug the evil goblin archer. Zug the evil goblin archer loses 4 health. Michelle... Who will you use? Zug... Michelle the good... Ursula the good witch... Unit... Slow. Stun. Who will you... Zug the... Ursula the good witch uses stun on Zug... Ending turn. It is now the enemy's turn. Stun fizzles from Zug the evil goblin archer. It is now your turn.
Zug... And let's kill him with the... Archer. I actually want to show you the fireball. Okay, it's going to hurt my units, but it's irrelevant because it's going to kill the archer anyway. So just to show
Michelle, you... Ian the good archer, Lucy the good fire...
I'm going to show you how this works. And this is why you shouldn't be using it if your enemy is adjacent to your friendly unit. Unless you really want to sacrifice and do some deadly suicide sacrifice mission to save your game.
Unit okay. Menu. Blaze. Fireball. Where will Ian, Michelle, Zug the evil goblin archer 5, 4.
And let's do this. 3 tiles.
Lucy the good fire mage uses fireball at 5, 4. Zug the evil goblin archer loses 7 health. Zug the evil goblin archer has been defeated. Michelle the good warrior loses 5 health from the splash effect. Battle map. You are victorious.
That's the sacrifice, but that's how it works. And I've won.
Hooray!
So that's how it works, and you can move on to your next.
That's that map.
Mm-hmm.
That's that map, and most of them, they go up in difficulty as you get along.
Yeah. They will. The second map will be a tiny bit more difficult to work out your strategy and attack accordingly. Now, I'm not going to play the next one as much as I'm going to demonstrate it. And this is pretty much what I want to do for today. I might do more walkthroughs as the time permits or everything we actually...
Mm.
But I just want to show you how customizable this game
is. Oh, yeah.
Return to main menu. Main
so
menu.
For all you
sword play again.
Lovers out there. Listen out.
play the kingdom at war.
We're gonna play one shot wonders.
Play my test maps.
This is, I think, still a
play one shot one
map in progress, but I'll quickly show you what it can do.
One shot wonders by Alan Thompson. Play zombie house. Play zombie house.
The only map in this particular one shot wonders, and we're gonna play this. I don't know if I'll explain everything yet, Laura. I don't think you've played this one. It's a custom now.
No.
Okay, so let's play Zombie House. Basically, the scenario
your
is...
Your group must survive the zombie apocalypse. Battle map. It is now your turn. Grass in backyard 1-1.
This map is huge. It's very big. And basically, it's a picture of this house. And zombies and a few corpses are going to spawn new zombies. This is how customizable this is. And look what you have as... your units. You don't have fire mages, you have these people.
Rover the good dog grass 35, 17. Spot the good dog grass 37, 17.
They can be useful.
Chain fence 37, 18. Spot the good fence broken. Spot the good, the
I'm
good
fence. What this good fence things mean. This is just your structures, really.
The evil zombie grass 39, 17. The evil zombie grass 39, 15. Grass 30, grass 39. Rover the good dog grass. Spot the good dog. Ash the good survivor shed floor 28, 7.
These are just survivors.
Shed floor. Ash the good. Judy the good female survivor shed. Karen Cooper the good female survivor grass. Crazy Charlie the good militia walk path 34.
This is where it gets interesting. Here's your kind of your police, your militia.
Walk path 35.
So let's go with the left rookie. I can't remember that.
Crazy Charlie. Captain Michelle Cross the good medic walk path 33, 19. Sergeant Max Samson, the good soldier, walk path 32, 19. Officer Crumpkey, the good cop, driveway 31, 19.
Officer Crumpkey.
Paladin, the good trained dog, driveway. Officer, driveway, the evil zombie.
Oh, here's the evil zombie 2 tiles away from Officer Crumpkey, so let's Officer Crumpkey teach him a lesson.
Unit menu,
let's
move.
Quickly see in this unit. Enter is usually your best way to quickly check shortcuts. I don't know if everybody always makes shortcuts.
Attack. Pistol. First aid.
Now, pistol is what we're going to use on this poor undead thingy. And pistol will take bullets. And that's something entirely... I don't recall seeing a readme, but you do have a limited amount of bullets.
Pistol.
So let's just kill it.
Who will you use? Driveway. The evil zombie driveway. Officer Crumpkey, the good cop, uses pistol on the evil zombie. The evil zombie loses 10 health. Battle map. Driveway. Officer Crumpkey, the good cop, driveway 31. Unit mech. Attack. Pistol. First pistol. Who will you... The evil zombie. Officer Crumpkey, the good cop, uses pistol on the evil zombie. The evil zombie loses 10 health. The evil zombie has been defeated. Battle map. Driveway 31. 21.
Particular zombie.
Drive. Officer Crumpkey, the good cop, driveway 31. Paladin, the good trained dog, drive.
There's a dog.
Cement 29. Paladin. Driveway. Drive. Garage floor 30. Garage. driveway, grass, grass, driveway 31, driveway 30, officer crump cubit, officer, sergeant, the evil zombie, grass
in, there's loads of evil zombies here,
sergeant Max Samson, the good soldier, walk,
let's see what he can do,
unit met, attack, assault rifle, grenade, heroic, actuate,
I'm not sure what these do actually. There's one down
the grenade.
Everything. Let's use grenade. I would assume this has a splash effect.
Where will you use grenade?
So we'll use it two tiles away from him because there's a zombie there. Let's do this.
Sergeant Max Samson, the good soldier, uses grenade at 32, 21. The evil zombie loses 20 health. The evil zombie has been defeated. The evil zombie loses 10 health from the splash effect. The evil zombie loses 10 health from the splash effect. Battle map. Grass in front yard 32, 21.
I hope he will change this so that you can actually know where that evil zombies are at loose. Lost. Although it's pretty logical. It's
the evil grass in front. The evil zombie.
One.
The evil zombie.
Left and right and stuff, so.
The evil grass in front.
I guess we can kill
the evil zombie. Sergeant Max Samson, the good soldier, unit met, attack. Assault rifle.
Let's use the assault rifle on this
one. Who will the evil zombie? Sergeant Max Samson, the good soldier, uses assault rifle on the evil zombie. The evil zombie loses 20 health. The evil zombie has been defeated. Battle map. Sergeant, Captain Michelle Cross, the good medic, walk path 33, 19. Crazy Charlie, the Captain Michelle Cross.
Can cause some damage too.
Unit menu, attack, pistol, first aid, heroic.
Pistol.
Who will you? The evil zombie, grass in front yard 33. The evil zombie, Captain Michelle Cross, the good medic, uses pistol on the evil zombie. The evil zombie loses 10 health. Battle map, Captain Michelle Cross, the good unit menu, attack, pistol. Who will you? The
after that one, the one that was hit by the splash effect of that grenade and see what happens to it.
Captain Michelle Cross, the good medic, uses pistol on the evil zombie. The evil zombie loses 10 health. The evil zombie has been defeated. Battle map.
I love the sound.
The evil zombie grass in front. Captain Michelle. Crazy Charlie. The grass in. The evil zombie grass in. Grass in front yard 30. The evil zombie. Grass in front. Grass in front yard. Walk. Beware of dog sign 35. 80. Walk. Crazy Charlie. The good militia. Walk path 34. Night unit. Throwing knife. Flamethrower.
Flamethrower. I'm gonna try this one.
Shotgun.
Shotgun is gonna cause a crap load of damage.
Molotov cocktail.
We're live inspired.
Actuate.
Okay.
Shotgun.
Let's use the shotgun.
Who will you? Grass in. The evil zombie grass in front. Crazy Charlie, the good militia, uses shotgun on the evil zombie. The evil zombie loses 20 health. The evil zombie has been defeated. Battle map. Grass in front. Grass in. The evil zombie. Captain Michelle Cross.
She can still
unit
use
men.
Pistol.
Attack. Pistol. You don't have enough actions to perform pistol. It takes one actions.
Ooh, so your actions are limited on this game. Okay.
Battle map. Battle map. Crazy Charlie, the good militia, walk path. Unit men. Attack. Flamethrower. Throwing knives. Shotgun. Molotov cocktail. Actuate.
I wonder what this
Molotov. Where will you use? Grass in. The evil zombie. Crazy Charlie, the good militia, uses Molotov cocktail at 33, 20. The evil zombie loses 10 health. The evil zombie has been defeated. Captain Michelle Cross, the good medic, loses 2 health from the splash effect. Battle map. Grass in front yard 33, 20. The tile has the following effects. Flames with 10 turns remaining.
Oh, there's flames there. Okay, so that's how you figure things out.
That's probably from the flamethrower.
No, I didn't use the flamethrower. I guess these Molotov cocktails do have flaming damages for an amount of turns. Well planned, whoever made this.
Captain Michelle, grass 29, grass driveway 31, 24.
But there's so many zombies, I'm quickly going to make them do a turn so you can see what happens. Are they going to get through all the fences and stuff to get to the people? And then we'll wrap up.
Ending turn. Captain Michelle Cross, the good medic, loses 5 health. It is now the enemy's turn. The evil zombie uses bite on the good weak wall. The good weak wall loses 5 health. The evil zombie uses attack on the good weak wall. The good weak wall loses 5 health. The good weak wall has been defeated. The evil zombie moves from 28, 4 to 28, 5. The evil zombie uses bite on the good weak wall. The good weak wall loses 5 health. The evil zombie uses attack on the good weak wall. The good weak wall loses 5 health. The good weak wall has been defeated.
Attacked.
The evil zombie moves from 29, 4 to 29, 5. The evil zombie uses bite on the good weak wall. The good weak wall loses 5 health. The evil zombie uses attack on the good weak wall. The good weak wall loses 5 health. The good weak wall has been defeated. The evil zombie moves from 30, 4 to 30, 6. The evil zombie uses bite on the good fence. The good fence loses 5 health. The evil zombie uses attack on the good fence. The good fence loses 5 health.
Much.
The good fence has been defeated. The evil zombie moves from 39, 16 to 38, 16.
These
the evil zombie moves from 36, 11 to 37, 11. The evil zombie uses bite on back gate the good gate. Back gate the good gate loses 5 health. The evil zombie uses attack on back gate the good gate. Back gate the good gate loses 5 health. Back gate the good gate has been defeated.
The
evil zombie moves from 37, 11 to 36, 12. The evil zombie uses bite on the good fence. The good fence loses 5 health. The evil zombie uses attack on the good fence. The good fence loses 5 health. The good fence has been defeated. The evil zombie moves from 39, 15 to 37, 16. The evil zombie uses bite on the good fence. The good fence loses 5 health. The evil zombie uses attack on the good fence. The good fence loses 5 health. The good fence has been defeated. The evil zombie moves from 39, 17 to 38, 17. It is now your turn. Driveway 31, 24.
Because I can do all sorts of other things, but I'm not going to spend too much time continuing here. This is just to lure you in, basically. Okay, so I'm going to press escape.
Battle menu. Return to exit game. Go to main. Return to map. Go to main. Are you sure you want to return to the main menu? Doing so will discard your current battle. Yes. Main menu. Play one
I'm
shot.
I'm not sure if there's a save feature. I haven't found any yet.
No, I haven't found one.
A save feature.
Play my.
Maybe in a new version or something.
Play the. Anyway, play again. Exit game.
Continue now to the exit. I hope you enjoyed this basic demonstration. If there's any questions you have regarding this game, feel free to ask around, and I'm sure I'm not the only one who can explain. There are people far more experienced than me at this game, and obviously, you know, they can give you better suggestions and stuff. I'm still learning, and we're all still learning.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure Lauren and I will try our best to help wherever. But I hope you enjoy it.
We'll probably do another one if there are new features and such.
Yeah, that depends also from you guys.
Because there's a lot.
Ask us some questions, and we'll do another one. But I hope that gets you into getting this game. It's really cool. It's addictive.
Yeah, it's a good game.
Before you know it, you would have spent your entire night playing this game. It happened to me. I discovered it. I shouldn't have discovered it at 2 in the morning, but okay. There went my night playing Maple 3.
So good job you're on holiday.
I think I'm entombed in a bit, but it's not really like entombed. It just kind of reminds me of it. Anyway, so I hope you thoroughly take, you know, it helped you a little bit if you're new to it. Grab it, play it. It's fun. Really, really fun.
Version. Exit game.
Okay, tactical battle. So I will say goodbye from me and Lauren. And
see you then.
Join us whenever next we do a walkthrough.
Have, you know, yeah.